I reckon Brad Davidson would go right into it too. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you've been doing the form. You've been analysing for the weekend ahead. It's all happening.
Yeah, it is all happening. Yeah, sounds good, that tour bus that go right around. I'm sure you boys would last, I reckon, well over a year.
I reckon the wheels on it will be flat inside a day of travelling. It's already rocking side to side, Dave. What do you got?
Looking forward to tomorrow. Obviously, there's a bit of rain around, which is absolutely fantastic news for New South Wales. And, you know, we desperately need it. Obviously, mate, doing the form a little bit tricky this weekend, but no worries at all with that. We're just happy to have the rain here. But looking forward to this return of Celsaville tomorrow at Rose Hill. One of the horses that's right in the market for the English Millennium at this stage. I think it's second pick behind Dame Gazelle, the stablemate there, who, of course, is doubtful to run in the race at this stage. So, really, could end up being favourite, this horse, for that English Millennium. But, obviously, the Kiramara and David Eustace trained filly. She was fourth on debut in the Golden Gift. Her run was outstanding. She just had to get so far back from the wide gate. But, gee, she rocketed home late. And the sectionals out of that race were very, very strong. So, she's had a couple of trials since then at Canterbury and Randwick, and both been really impressive, particularly the latest one with the blinkers on, where she won by 2¼ length in really good fashion. So can't wait to see a return tomorrow at Rose Hill. It's a good race, and Bailix, who returns after the Breeders' Plate effort, went third there and returned with honour in that race as well after bolting in on debut. So really good race, but expecting Celsaville to be hard to beat there in the first, and hopefully stamp her self as the new favourite for the English Millennium.
And big night coming at Canterbury tonight as well.
Yeah, it's always a popular night there out at Canterbury on Friday nights. Hopefully, we get the rain beforehand, and then it clears up nice enough on the night. But should be a good race. Should be a good night. Always, as I said, very popular. Lots of families get out there and enjoy the festivities. It's going to be another great night on track with all the food trucks and all involved. So if you've got nothing to do tonight, head out to Canterbury. If not, join us on Sky Thoroughbred Central throughout the night for the coverage. It'll be a great night.
Star Missile, mate, and Alligator Blood, they're on top of this All-Star Mile betting.
Yeah, well, that's they put the voting out at this stage for it, and those two are at the top. So Star Missile, obviously, top hundreds and hundreds of owners, so that's definitely going to help this horse secure a slot in the race. And Alligator Blood is second pick at this stage. Obviously, fresh in the mind is that the Magic Millions, the three-year-old guineas, win on the weekend. So, obviously, there's been a few changes to the conditions of the All-Star Mile, and you've got to have a certain rating this year to get in. We saw what happened last year. There are a lot of very low-rated horses that were able to get in. So they've sort of shored that up, I suppose, to some degree. But it'd be interesting to see which horses make the field. But at this stage, it looks like Star Missile and Alligator Blood, they've received more votes than any other horses at this stage in that All-Star Mile. So looks like they'll be in there, and we'll just see who fill the other spots.
And Davo, we're going to need something to keep us entertained for the drive from Cowra back to Sydney this afternoon. There's some action coming from the Northern Rivers, I believe, to keep us ticking over.
Yeah, a good couple of days, isn't it? We've got the Ballina Cup today, Canterbury tonight, Rose Hill tomorrow, and of course the Cowra Cup on Sunday. So in the Ballina Cup this afternoon, Smarty Pie for the Chris Munceyard is the favourite there, coming off some pretty good form in Brisbane. Does look hard to beat. Obviously, has to step up to the mile, and that's probably the only little bit of a concern for it. But off the last start, dominant Doomben win, you'd have to think that this five-year-old mare for the Chris Munceyard have to be hard to beat there in the Ballina Cup today. But good luck to the club. Hopefully it's a big day. Good for it at the moment with overcast conditions.
Yeah, 270 currently. Smarty Pie races in those Werrett and Whitby colours. So a 270 in from $3. Queen of Kingston second favourite there at $5. And then you've got the Lee trained Nothing for the Press, which is 9 in to 8.50 this morning. And you reckon we just back this runner tomorrow of Mar Eustace. It's the lock for the weekend?
I think so, Dave. It's a bit tricky, isn't it? We're trying to work out how wet this track's going to be. Today's a bit patchy, and then tomorrow, I think it was between 20 to 45 mil. So it could be anywhere between a soft 5, soft 6 to a heavy 10. So it makes it quite tricky at this stage to be putting out too many tips. But I do think, providing we're not on a bottomless track, I do like the look of this filly in the first race, one number 7, Celsaville. I think she's got plenty to offer. I think she comes through the strongest form liner. I just love the rating out of that Golden Youth versus the Breeders' Plate and a few other two-year-old races. I think it's the best two-year-old race we've had in Sydney this season so far, the Golden Gift, and okay. Happy to back that form. And look, I love the trial with the blinkers on. They go on race day, and I do think with even luck, she'll be hard to beat there on the weekend. And, you know, I do think as well on that wet track at Rosehill, generally they get to the middle of the track, and so her barrier, she's going to be able to sort of sit back, hook to the outside, and be very hard to beat late in the piece.
Fingers crossed, Davo. Enjoy your weekend and good luck on the punt front.
Yeah, thank you very much. Enjoy out there at Cowra, and keep on that show right around the country, boys.